Okay, to Afghanistan now, where a long-running problem is in danger of becoming even worse. Afghanistan currently provides most of the world's opium poppy. It turns up as heroin in cities around the world.
Selling all that opium pumps billions of dollars into the Afghan economy. In fact, this is a revenue stream that is rivaled only by the billions that Afghanistan receives in foreign aid.
Afghan officials have been accused of having links to the drug trade. President Hamid Karzai's half-brother, Ahmed Wali Karzai, was often accused of involvement. Yesterday, he was assassinated in the southern city of Kandahar. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports that while aid money to Afghanistan is expected to shrink, drug money could play an even larger role in the economy.
General Baz Mohammad Ahmadi, Afghanistan's deputy minister for counter-narcotics, addressed foreign and government officials on the outskirts of Kabul recently, standing near an 11-ton mountain of seized opium, hashish, and alcohol. Welcoming the guests to the drug-burning ceremony, Ahmadi appealed for a strong international effort against narco-trafficking, and he asked for more cooperation from his own government on the issue. Ahmadi's plea comes after years of inconsistent policy by the international community. Past years saw an aggressive campaign to eradicate opium poppy. But more recently, efforts slowed down to keep from driving poor farmers into the arms of the Taliban. These days, many farmers decide year by year whether to grow poppy or legal crops. Kahir, a farmer in Nangarhar province, is one of those on the fence. A year ago, he was looking at meager profit from raising cattle. Now he's made about five times as much growing poppy on his small plot. Kahir is worried that the government might eradicate his crops, so each year he tries to see how serious the government is about enforcement, but also whether it's offering him any alternatives. He's heard about alternate crops, but nothing ever comes through.
The government, when they lie to us, when they make a promise, they do not deliver, and when we feel that the government is lying to us, then we feel it's right for us to grow poppy.
A blight this year wiped out some of the poppy crop, and that's driven the price up a shocking 300%. That means more farmers will be tempted to plant poppy next year. Even as authorities set fire to the 11-ton mound of drugs outside Kabul, they were well aware that the economic factors that sustain the drug trade haven't changed for years. But they also know a big change is coming. The billions of drug dollars will probably remain constant. But the billions in aid money, the only inflow that comes anywhere near parity with the drug trade, that money is going away.
If you're not careful, Afghanistan is to become a narco economy post-2014.
Jean-Luc Lemayeux represents the UN's counter-drug agency in Afghanistan. He points out that if aid shrinks, as expected, along with the American troop drawdown over the next 3 years, the illicit drug economy could become many, many times bigger than the legitimate economy. Lemayeux says the corruptive power of such money would virtually take over the Afghan state.
Is that the fragmented drug lords state which we had in mind for the transition post-2014?
Despite the warnings, neither the Afghan government nor the international community has made tackling drugs a top priority, says Lemayeux. In fact, he adds, drugs didn't even make the list of Afghanistan's 22 top issues from last year's Kabul conference between the Afghan government and international donors. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.